Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, February 7th, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures up 0.2% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed Asian trade overnight, while European equity markets are firmer in early trade. Bonds are flat, with US 10-year yields at 3.62% after backing up sharply in the prior session. The dollar is softer versus the Japanese yen and Aussie, but flat versus the euro and sterling. Oil is up, gold is firmer, industrial metals are mixed. There are limited new influences of note. Markets are still digesting some of last week's key macro events, including last Friday's strong payrolls number and its impact on the Fed's outlook. Headwinds on risk sentiment include the bond yield backup amid some steepening of Fed rate path expectations, dollar strength, overbought conditions, and the latest ramp up in geopolitical tensions. Peak rate projections are back above 5%, while futures have dialed back expectations for rate cuts in 2023. Markets are awaiting Fed Chair Powell's remarks later today. The speech follows dovish takeaways from Powell's post-FOMC press conference last week, as markets have reassessed their outlook after payrolls data and hawkish remarks from the Fed's Bostich. In other central bank news, the Reserve Bank of Australia raised its cash rate by 25 basis points to 3.35% overnight. The bank's statement leaned hawkish and flagged more rate hikes in the coming months, indicating a higher peak rate than the 3.6% priced in prior to the meeting. Meanwhile, the yen is trading above its one-month low against the dollar, with Monday's sell-off attributed to reports that Japan's government is considering appointing Deputy Governor Amamiya as Kuroda's successor. The government is reportedly planning to submit its nominees for the position next week. The Bank of England's Pill and European Central Bank's Schnabel, Casimir and Knot will speak later after hawkish remarks from the Bank of England's Mann and the European Central Bank's Vasily, Kazaks and Holtzman in the prior session. On the data front, domestic inflation pressures continue to build, with data showing Japan nominal wages rose at their fastest pace in 26 years last month. In Europe, German industrial production missed despite strength in factory orders in the prior session, and Barclaycard data showed a jump in spending due to higher prices rather than increased volumes. Due up on today's US economic calendar, trade balance, Redbook chain store, consumer credit, and API crude inventories. While among the companies due to post their results before the open today, Fiserv and DuPont. In corporate news, Oak Street Health shares jumped more than 35% in after-hours trading yesterday, following media reports that CVS Health is nearing an agreement to acquire the company at a price of about $39 per share, a 50% premium to yesterday's close. And Baidu shares jumped more than 15% in Hong Kong trading overnight, after the company confirmed it would launch a Chinese version of ChatGPT in March. Asian equities ended mixed on Tuesday, with most benchmarks falling from their early peaks. It was a rather directionless trading day as benchmarks reacted to their own local drivers. Australian equities took their lead from the Reserve Bank of Australia and fell, but the Aussie dollar rallied following several days of losses. Greater China, meanwhile, is still struggling for its next direction. In regional news, the Philippines joined Australia and New Zealand in reporting higher than expected consumer inflation, reopening talk of a 50 basis point rate hike next week. And Japan wages were notably firmer in December, well above consensus, marking the sharpest increase since January 1997. European equity markets are firmer in early trade. In European news, the UK government is under pressure to cut taxes at next month's budget, with the cost of the energy bailout around half as much as predicted. And French members of parliament are debating President Macron's highly contested pension reforms and meeting stiff resistance in parliament and on the streets. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.